The poetry of W.S. Graham, Dear Brian Winter. This is only a note to say how sorry I am you died. You will realize what a position it puts me in. I couldn't really have died for you if so I were inclined. The Carn foxglove here on the wall outside your first house leans with me standing in the Zenor wind. Anyway, how are things? Are you still somewhere with your long legs and twitching smile under your blue hat walking across a place? Or am I greedy to make you up again out of memory? Are you there at all? I would like to think you were all right and not worried about Monica and the children and not unhappy or bored. Speaking to you and not knowing if you are there is not too difficult. My words are used to that. Do you want anything? Where shall I send something? Rice wine? Meanders? Paintings by your contemporaries? Or shall I send a kind of news of no time, leaning against the wall outside your old house? The house and the whole moor is flying in the mist. I am up. I've washed the front of my face, and here I stand looking out over the top half of my bedroom window. There, almost as far as I can see, St. Burian's church tower, an inch to the left, behind that dark rise of woods, is where you used to lurk. This is only a note to say I am aware you are not here. I find it difficult to go beside housemen's starlit fences without you, and nobody will laugh at my jokes like you. Brian, I would be obliged if you would scout things out for me, although I am not just ready to start out. I'm trying to be better, which will make you smile under your blue hat. I know I make a symbol of the foxglove on the wall. It is because it knows you.